This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, because of how much of a cluster it was with the whole COVID vaccine and lockdown and mandates and the whole rollout of all of that, I am seeing that many of you, as we're going into this next respiratory season, are skeptical of public health officials' announcements and their advice. And understandable, so I get that. And you're kind of blowing off some of the warnings. And so what I try to do on this show is give you guys the basics and tell you what I think and try to give you the short and sweet version of things. And I will also call it if I think that something is BS, but I'll also call it if I think something's serious. The last thing I want is anybody to blow off something that could be coming on serious, but I also don't want the wrong message being sent. So we are going into another respiratory virus season. Even though we're coming off a wave of COVID, what I am expecting, and I think we all are expecting, is we're going to have COVID. We are seeing flu. I think flu is going to make a little bit more of a resurgence. It might not be back at pre-pandemic levels, but we are seeing flu because COVID is less competitive for the respiratory tree as it once was. So flu can now take over. We have RSV, which affects both adults, kids, can also cause some mayhem. I've always said this, we're also going into pneumonia season, so people could have bacterial pneumonia. And so right now the CDC is suggesting that this respiratory disease season will be similar to last year. The hospitals are going to be full and worse than what we saw pre-pandemic. And as we are starting to see flu, and we are going to be really getting hit hard December and January, they want people prepared. We have flu vaccines, RSV vaccines for respiratory syncytial virus, COVID vaccines. They expect COVID-19 will account for half of these new hospitalizations, flu and respiratory syncytial viruses combining for most of the other. And they are expecting that there are going to be at least 15 to 25 new weekly hospitalizations for every 100,000 people. Well, if you do the math and you look at how many hundreds of thousands or millions of people are in your city versus how many hospital beds, you know that you might not have a hospital bed with your name on it. So while the CDC and everybody is saying get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated, and I got to admit, I mean, I do support if that's what's going to help you and you don't have side effects to it, vaccines. I do think vaccines do provide protection. But I would like some other things discussed. Like, number one, are we going to have more hospital beds? You want us to prepare for a real bad RSV, COVID, flu, pneumonia season. What vaccines are nice. Thank you for bringing that up. But what else are we doing? Have we expanded the number of hospitals or hospital beds? Have you increased the number of staff? Do you have backup staff in case people call out because they're sick or burnt out? What are you doing from the hospital level? Number two, what are you doing for medicine shortages? We have tons of medications that are in short supply. I mean, if we're going to prepare for the respiratory season, don't just talk about vaccines. That's important. What about the other stuff? How are we handling our medication shortages? How are we handling our dependence on China with all the generics? And have we upped and ramped up production? Last year, we ran out of Tamiflu, and we were in short supply of Tamiflu before the flu season even began. Why? Because people tested at home. The COVID test said, oh, negative. So they called telemedicine for flu medication. Before flu even hit us, people were on flu medication, and then we ran out by the time we were in peak flu season. What are we doing to prevent that? What are we doing to ensure we have plenty of flu medication? Number three, what are we doing in terms of our air quality? If you want to minimize respiratory pathology and morbidity from these respiratory viruses, are you recommending HEPA filters in the home? What are we doing to clean up our air? Are we recommending things that can help purify and get rid of a lot of what's in our homes and apartments? And then, why aren't we talking about healthy eating? Is it because our grocery prices are too damn expensive? When I try to buy fruits and vegetables and fish, it's a hell of a lot more expensive than running down to McDonald's and grabbing a burger. If you really want us to prepare for this respiratory season and getting sick, what are we doing about nutritious food and making it healthy and available? People are always asking, how much orange juice should I drink? How many oranges? How many apples? How many bananas? What should I be doing? Where's that advice? So I think the vaccines are nice, and I'm glad we have vaccines, and I think they will save lives. But we're forgetting that there's other things that need to be done, and a big thing we really need are flu. We have all these COVID tests at home that aren't always picking it up. So people say, oh, then I must have flu. Why don't we have flu tests at home? Because when people call in saying it must be the flu, give me Tamiflu, we're wasting Tamiflu on people that might not actually have flu. So I would really like to see, I'd like to see some other efforts in addition to vaccination. That's all I'm saying. 1-877-DELLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, our producer, today. So we got some breaking news. Apparently, House Republicans have picked Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota as their new speaker nominee. The vote to elect the nominee took place behind closed doors via secret ballot, according to CNN. And Emmer, who is currently the House Majority Whip, prevailed over a crowded field of candidates. So we're what, day 21? What are we? Day 20? I don't know. It's ridiculous. We don't have a speaker by now. Excuse me, but there's a lot of pressure. And we don't know if Emmer is going to make it. Still faces a bunch of challenges ahead. I think after winning the nomination, Emmer asked for a roll call vote to kind of get an idea of where people stand and who opposes candidacy, because whoever opposes his candidacy, he needs to work with. And I'm not exactly sure how overall he's done. We're told that there were maybe 26 votes against him, so that means he wouldn't make it. They say 26 either voted present or voted for another candidate.
So now he has to either work with them or, you know, and we'll see. He voted to certify the 2020 election, has had some criticism from President Donald Trump allies, according to CNN, but he has said that he has a good relationship with President Trump. And so I don't know if Republicans are going to, rally behind him. But other candidates who were running were Representatives Mike Johnson of Louisiana, Kevin Hurd of Oklahoma, Byron Donalds of Florida, Austin Scott of Georgia, Jack Bergman of Michigan, and Pete Sessions of Texas. Representative Gary Palmer of Alabama withdrew from the race. So, you know, it's interesting because Governor Representative Vern Buchanan of Florida, or GOP rep, warned that if the eventual nominee can't get the 217 votes after this many tries, they may have to work with Democrats. They say it's not good because a lot of people are going to want to, with the mindset out there, they don't want to work with Democrats, but it might end up being a point where that's the only way. Now, I don't know if a Democrat would help them choose the best GOP candidate who's going to be third in line for the presidency, because they are going to want somebody who's unpopular. And it helps the Democrats to a certain degree that the Republicans are fighting. But to see Republicans almost, they had to side with Democrats to oust McCarthy. Now they're going to have to side with Democrats to get somebody in there. It shows that the Republicans are not united, and it shows that they are really struggling. And it's not a good look. When you find more things in common with the other political party than individuals within your own party, it's not a good look. But honestly, you know, I've always been of the mindset, you know, I would rather see, you know, what's the best move for the country. And I love to see bipartisanship on many of these bills where everybody seems to support a common sense type stuff. We usually get some bipartisan support. But it's not a good look, and we definitely need some leadership. We need to get things done. From what I understand, we're not really working at and passing bills and doing what needs to get done. I've been asking for the House to stop the biannual daylight savings time changes. Obviously not a top priority considering all the other things they have to do, especially as they're looking at funding for Israel and Ukraine and all that. But until they get this done, I don't think we're going to see much done. And then by the time they do get this done, they go on break, and they go on holiday break. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going to happen with Minnesota Rep. Tom Emmer. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wasn't going to answer this question on air, but one of our listeners asked if I thought the whole Travis Kelce Taylor Swift relationship was fake. And I usually don't like to talk so much about celebrity relationships and all that, but I do have a couple opinions. I don't think it's fake. I think they do genuinely like each other, right? And it looks like they're getting along really, really good. But I think it's annoying to watch. And I don't know if they want all this publicity. You know, they might be, guys, you know, we just want privacy. Let us have our relationship. Just like anybody else will post a picture, you know, of them being together, and they want to capture these moments in history. But I think it is annoying that we're trying to watch a football game and the camera has to pan to Taylor Swift. I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. I think her music is incredible. I think she is a very, very talented artist. But I don't want to watch the dances and the, oh, that's great, or, oh, I guess when we have people idolize and obsess over other humans, it makes me a little nervous. Now, mind you, you know, if Jimmy Garoppolo is eating a burger, I am probably going to watch that video, okay? I just think Jimmy Garoppolo is very good looking and fun to watch, okay? Bruce Willis getting up and playing some saxophone, in his old days. That, yeah, I will watch that. I am fascinated by that. But then I move on. And, you know, football I take seriously. I take football. And congratulations to the Vikings for them to beat the Niners yesterday the way they did. They played phenomenally. That was pretty, pretty impressive. But, you know, for me, okay, football is football. It's not supposed to be about lovey-dovey. Now, I have written a piece on how those of us who really understand football also understand relationships very well. Talk about, you know, you don't want to do a neutral zone infraction. Your goal is to get to the end zone, but you got to be careful because somebody else could intercept the ball. You don't want to fumble. And so there are a lot of analogies you could use or metaphors. But I'm trying to concentrate on the game. I'm trying to concentrate on the replay. I'm trying to concentrate on the refs. I don't really always want to see cameras panned to, you know, I always think it's cool to see the parents. What are the parents doing? Are they like, really? You messed that up, really? Come on, man. I taught you that move in the backyard. What's going on here? So I like to sometimes see the parents' expressions. And, oh, my God, Mama Kelsey, between Jason and Travis, I knew she must have been, oh, my gosh, you know, Super Bowl, seeing both brothers in the Super Bowl. That must have been, I mean, a dream come true. But I just don't like this, oh, my gosh, who is the Hunger Games woman? Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence did this. Or they're shopping. Or this, like, Kelly McGinnis was, I guess, going shopping one day. And she doesn't have the body she had when she was in the 80s. And that picture was blasted all over the place. There was a picture of, who plays Chandler Bing? Oh, my gosh, hold on a second. I want to get the name right on Friends. Sorry about this. Hold on a second. Matt, hold on. Chandler Bing. Sorry. Matt Perry. There was a picture of Matt Perry, not looking so good, you know, modern day. And somebody said, well, it hasn't been your day, month, or year. I mean, give these people some privacy. And we see these people and we start to bond with their character and some people start fantasizing about them or they, and I think we really, well, that might be part of our mental health issues. You know, Meta's being sued now by 41 states for how children and teens are affected by mental health. How many people had mental health issues from watching Friends? I love Friends. It's been one of my favorite shows. But it gave, I think, a very false perception of what brother and sister relationships are like. Not everybody has that sort of relationship. That ability where, you know, you could, you know, date each other and they're, you know, and I know Friends tried to make it as realistic as possible, but, you know, their bodies weren't realistic. Your average girlfriend is not always going to be a size one or two. You know, there's a lot of unrealism with some of these things. You know, the birth, giving birth, at least with, you know, Rachel, when she gave birth, they made it last a few days. But giving birth to triplets, when Phoebe did that, no, that would not have gone that way, most likely, especially that easily. And so, you know, we fantasize and we obsess with the way things are in Hollywood, and it gives us, I think, a wrong sense. You know how many people are like, well, gosh, I wish I could date Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift. I wouldn't want to date either of them. I mean, I want to watch football. You know? And yes, do people get into relationships to help their careers? Do they get into relationships because they like each other? Yes, but I say if we give them privacy, we all win. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's a neck-and-neck presidential race. In a hypothetical one, President Biden and former President Trump are deadlocked at 37% each. That's according to a Suffolk University USA Today poll. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded. Detroit police emphasizing that the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue is not believed to be connected to anti-Semitism. Police Chief James White stated that they are actively pursuing a suspect in the case. Federal prosecutors reportedly sitting down for a couple of closed-door interviews this week as part of the House Judiciary Committee's investigation into alleged politicalization of the Hunter Biden investigation. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know many of you are of all different ages. Some of you are baby boomers. Some of you are older than the baby boomers, traditionalists. Some of you are Gen X, like me. We have millennials. We have Gen Zs. And maybe some Generation Alphas who are listening, which is fantastic. So those of you born before 1945, consider traditionalists, although I understand many still feel they're baby boomers because they were born during wartime and when somebody was on leave. I'll give you that. Baby boomers officially born between 45 and 65. Gen X's, like me, Gen X's, between 1965 and 1980. Millennials between 80 and 95. Gen Z's between 95 and 2010. And Gen X's from 2010 to 2025. In a couple of years, we're going to be meeting the Gen B betas, I guess.
And I noticed my kids played differently than I did. And, you know, they're still rough and tough boys. But I remember being back east or something, and there was a seesaw. And I go, oh, a seesaw. You get hurt on that, Mom. Like, I'll get hurt or anybody. Oh, you get hurt. And I had a flashback of some idiot I was doing seesaw with, listened to the teacher when they said, recess over, come back in. And while I was up in the air, in that seesaw, like 8 feet up in the air, maybe 10, idiot gets off the seesaw and I crash to the ground. Well, there's an article that I found pretty fascinating. Are things Gen Zs won't do because of the risk involved? And I think some Gen Zs will still do this. I mean, I still want to do a seesaw, but I'm like, wait, don't. You know, I have my legs ready to catch myself in case somebody gets off and I have to crash to the ground. But interestingly, if you notice the playground structures, they're not super tall with areas that are, now they're gated and they're, yeah, I remember when my kids were toddlers, I would stand near the open areas so they wouldn't fall through. Well, now, because of lawsuits, almost these playground structures are either completely gated off, you know, gated in terms of the height when you go to jump on the slide. There's even a gate before the slide, so you almost have to slide under the gate just so you don't fall down onto the slide. But if you notice, these playground structures have changed. A lot more safety features, but they're not as high as they used to be. Dodgeball is changing. We used to do dodgeball like it was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I would get hit with that red ball so hard there would be some boy who would want to knock me out. And when they would hit you so hard in the head, the teacher would go, all right, Dolly, you're out. No, are you okay? Do you have a concussion? No, that's how we play dodgeball. Well, things are changing, right? Dodgeball not being, shall we say, embraced as much as we did. I remember playing a game, Butts Up. I forget how that game was done, but when you did something wrong in the game and you lost, you had to go up to the wall and they had to throw the ball at your butt. It was a game called Butts Up. And I forget if it was like a race or it was something. And if you didn't do it right, everybody had to assault your butt with the ball. It was like a racquetball ball. They don't do that anymore. Another thing that I find fascinating is science experiments. I found my uncle, the uncle who had died when he was 13 years old in the 50s from leukemia. I found his old chemistry set. And it had the chemicals that kids in the 50s would get in their chemistry kits that they would play with at home. I mean, you could kill your cat with that stuff. I mean, it's dangerous stuff. They've changed that now. If you have a science kit at home, it is very, it's you aren't going to, I don't know, have the sodium hydroxide and the hydrochloric acid and all the other weird stuff that would be in there. Metal slides in the summer, I don't think we're seeing those much anymore because they would burn. How many of us would have third-degree burns on our legs from sliding down a metal slide growing up in Vegas or Phoenix, Arizona? Yeah. We used to have shop. Girls had to take home ec, boys took shop. Which I really disagreed with because I really wanted to take shop. I did not want to do home ec. I wanted to be with the guys, right? Do shop. I love that type of stuff. Woodworking's a little different. Chisels, saws, drills, they're doing woodworking different in schools like they did with us. Another thing that's different these days is the walking to school alone. I always walked alone. I would walk, even though there were abductions and things like that, we would walk to school, would walk to the bus stop. If my sister was in a different grade or had a different bus, yeah, I would be walking myself. Maybe I'd walk my younger brother, but We, in fact, now I see parents at the bus stops. Yeah, at that point, you might as well just drive your kid. If you're going to already wake up, put on makeup, be standing there at the bus stop to watch the kids. And there was always one mom, you know, that doesn't really talk to anybody else. So you're like, what's up with her? We don't really run barefoot like we used to. A bunch of us ran barefoot and they got plantar warts because of the virus getting in. Kids now are wearing socks and shoes a lot more often. Dissections. When I told my kids, oh my God, you're going to love biology. You're going to dissect this, you're going to do this. Apparently, no, they're doing more virtual dissection. So kids aren't cutting up dead animals. And I understand with PETA and all that, how, why are we killing animals for science projects? You know, do kids really need to learn that stuff? But as I said, you know, if we revamp how we do school, those who are going to have a STEM aptitude or a medical aptitude or a biology aptitude, you know, then maybe we allow those, you know, sorts of after school, or not after school, but afternoon group projects. Whereas somebody who really wants to work with, let's say, law or electricity or paint could do that. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's just the experiences you had with anatomy and the different textures and understanding the inside of animals, it made me more appreciative of animals. But I get how, you know, a lot of criticism against that. You don't see a lot of snowball fights, they say. Apparently, all the injuries. A lot of Gen Zs will not get a nice icy ball that you could smack at your person's head. A game I used to play as a kid was Red Rover. Red Rover, Red Rover, send Dolly right over. And I'd be like, really? And then I would find the two smallest, like a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old best friends to run and blast through their arms. Yeah, obviously that's pretty dangerous. I don't think they're doing a lot of Red Rover these days. One thing when we had field day when I was growing up at school, there was some kids who lost their fingers on the rope when it got pulled really fast. So I know they stopped some of the tug of war games. They stopped flag football for a while in school because two kids in Arizona, I think, ran into each other and somebody's glasses smashed and the glass went into the other person's eyebrow. That's when glasses were made of glass. So some of these games have changed. We don't really do a lot of dark rooms for photography, even though they still teach how to do regular photography. Because of the chemicals, we're seeing less of that. We don't really see overhead projectors anymore. We're seeing fewer glass thermometers in science labs. Apparently these kids are dropping it and then get exposed to the mercury. It's a minuscule amount of mercury, but yeah, exposure. So you're not seeing a lot of that. We don't see blackboards and throwing erasers at them and cleaning the chalk of blackboards. Now we have dry erase. We're seeing less marbles because people are choking on them. So, interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love Halloween, but I think I figured out why I love Halloween. Some of you guys can't stand it. You cannot stand Halloween. And I don't fault you for that. I'd like to know what it is that you hate about it. Is it that sometimes it falls on a Monday or Thursday night, you're trying to watch football, and you got to keep getting up to answer the door? Is it that the dog can't stand and the cats can't stand somebody always up at the door? Is it that you don't like to open your door to strangers and, you know, you're kind of an introvert and you have to feel like you have to shut off all the lights and hide so nobody comes to your house? It's okay. That's okay. We're honest on this show. I don't judge.
We could talk about anything. Is it because you don't want to spend hundreds of dollars of candy that nobody's going to even appreciate? You put a bowl outside, one kid takes it all. It's okay. You can be honest. I love Halloween. But I could see why that ticks people off. You have spent your whole life teaching your kids, and now your grandkids, that you don't threaten people. And Halloween is all about trick or treat. I am going to do something evil to your house involving toilet paper or eggs, or give me a treat. And if the neighbor goes, oh, hell no, I'm not giving you a treat. Have you seen the prices going up? Boom. Now there's retribution. So you might find it a complete ethical dilemma to even support such a violent holiday. It's okay. I liked it because I would be on the trick-or-treating side of things. I think it is fun to give out candy, and I don't mind that because I like seeing the kids and seeing how they're dressed up and all that. And then I like to make them laugh, you know, because it's a new audience every 2 minutes. So now you get more kids, you get an audience, you get to make some jokes. Some of them, they don't even know who they're dressed up as. I was one day for Halloween, I was a Hillary Clinton email, acid-washed email. And it had a C on there for confidential. So I was one of her emails. Some people didn't get it. They thought C was for cookie. And they thought I was Cookie Monster. No. But it's if it is a little anxiety producing, that's okay. I get that. In fact, there are reports that Halloween candy is a hell of a lot more expensive this year. And I agree. I've seen that. And the higher sugar prices are making Halloween scarier, they say, according to Carl Gould, business analyst and president of business management firm Seven Stage Advisors. There's apparently an agricultural policy that requires 85% or more of sugar in candy to be from domestic sources. So sugar in the U.S. costs more than Brazil, Philippines, and other countries. So now that there's this new policy on sugar, candy is going to be more expensive than it would be, which means all these companies that do make candy, it's going to be more. Extreme weather also affected our global sugar supply. According to Consumer Price Index, the cost of candy is up more than 13% since last year. Biggest year-to-year increase to date. And so you might see a 10 to 20%. I'm seeing more than that. This 3% inflation, I would really like to see what out there only went up 3%. Because everything I'm seeing is at least 20 to 30%. There's supply chain issues, higher shipping costs, truck driver shortages, inflation in general. So, yeah, your candy's going to be expensive. I'm looking at a picture here, a Getty Image picture, where they're showing these bags of candy at $2.98. I'm seeing bags of candy for $6, $7, maybe even $10. And the more chocolate they have, the worst. And so when I give out candy, if I'm going to give out candy, I want to give out chocolate. Candy people like, can't afford it. And if you have hundreds of people, and that's another thing people do, and I don't mind because I go to other people's neighborhoods, right? Trick or drink. No, I'll go to other people's neighborhoods with kids, right? Because we'll meet their friends. And if their friends live in a fancier neighborhood, then hell yeah, because then you'll get better candy. So I know that there's a lot of non-neighbors in our neighborhood, you know, bringing like cleaning crew, people who have access to the neighborhood, maintenance, landscaping. They'll come and trick-or-treat in the neighborhood, and that's totally fine. But sometimes you can never anticipate the kids. So you might think, oh, there's only five families per street. No, there'll be a lot more. If it's a neighborhood that, you know, colleagues of yours have liked, they're going to trick-or-treat there. And the whole purpose is trick-or-treating in your neighborhood so you know the neighbors. But that doesn't always happen. So what's going to happen now? Well, these kids are going to be a little upset because they're going to be getting those bubble gum where the flavor only lasts 6 seconds, or dum-dums. People don't like that. You know, they say you could save money by buying in bulk. You know, if you try to buy the individual candy bars or, you know, if you could, usually the bulk, you'll get a better deal. And I know you're like $30. I'm not going to spend $30 on candy. Hell, if you need a big bowl, sometimes that's all you could do. Store brand candy. Apparently, Jersey 101.5 is suggesting to buy store brand candy. The average kid doesn't care, they say, according to Mr. Gould, if it's a peanut butter cup or a Reese's peanut butter cup. Now, you and I know, I don't know if I would trust some no-name peanut butter cup. Okay, if you're going to eat a peanut butter cup, I think it's going to be Reese's. Or not. Although I'm not really big on peanut butter cups. I'd rather just give me the solid chocolate. But, you know, some of these candies don't necessarily have to be Brock, per se, you know. Shop and discount stores use coupons. It's trick or treat, not treat or treat. So sometimes you could do little toys, stickers, other trinkets other than sugar candy. Now, I know one of my friends gives out toothbrushes. Yeah, I know. I've handled that. I've already handled that, trust me. I have said everything that needs to be said about his dorky butt giving out a toothbrush to a kid. You know, but he's a dentist, and the parents like it. The parents love it. He's giving out a toothbrush. And it's a cool toothbrush, so the kid eventually likes it. It's a gift that lasts longer than the kids. You don't remember the candy, but you'll remember the dentist, and you'll remember the toothbrush, so I don't think that's that bad an idea. I mean, I could give away first aid kits, but that could be pretty expensive. Now, but I like the idea of stickers, because you could get stickers in bulk. And so you could pass out stickers. And that are really cute and shiny and all that. And some of these kids might like that. Yeah, who knows? I remember the family that gave out pennies. They'd give out some pennies. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And my parents are like, shut the hell up. They're giving you money? Nobody gives you money. And some of these pennies might be like from the 40s and that are old and you could save them for the future. I'm like, they're pennies. I want candy. Try not to eat all the candy. The big problem we had was we would have the candy ready, and I would start eating it, you know, because you buy early. You know, if you buy the candy early, if you wait till the last minute, the candy's going to be more expensive. So we bought the candy early, but then we ate it all. I mean, you really got to hide the stuff. You got to, hide it. And then, you know, you could maybe make your own. Yeah, but keep in mind, cocoa, sugar, don't be surprised if things are going to be more expensive. You know, and then you could do an IOU. And I will make cookies November 4th if you want to come back. You could pass out IOUs if you really have to. Because most people won't come back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, you'll go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.